we're starting in Galway, where a search will resume this morning to find a woman in her 30s missing in the bay. One of two people who were reported missing separately after swimming off Silverstrand Beach in Barney yesterday morning. The body of Johnny Doohan was found. The 74-year-old was a renowned songwriter, best known as the writer of The Voyage, sung by Christy Moore. Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent, is with us. What happened, Pat?
Well, that's the question, Gavin, because this is something that I suppose that is puzzling Gardaí. It seems to be two separate incidences, the way they're treating it at present. Neither of the missing people were known to each other. Both of them were at Silverstrand yesterday morning. It's a popular amenity between Salt Hill and Barna, which would attract a regular flow of visitors throughout each and every day. And in more recent years, it's become increasingly popular as a swimming location. Conditions at sea were calm at the time yesterday morning. It was low tide. Johnny Doohan, as you say, the 74-year-old singer, songwriter, went there for his daily swim as usual. And when he failed to return home, the alarm was raised. Gardaí travelled to the scene, assisted by the Irish Coast Guard Service, and embarked on a search for him. And while they were there, a call came in relation to another person who had failed to attend for work as expected yesterday morning, a woman in her 30s, also understood to be from the Galway area. Now, the precise chain of events is something that detectives are still working to piece together. One line of inquiry is that maybe one of the swimmers maybe got into difficulty and the other person went to assist them. But there were no witnesses. There were no reports of anybody calling for help in the water or anything like that. So Gardaí are very keen to speak to anybody who was in Silverstrand yesterday morning, to contact them if they were walking or swimming there, in an effort to maybe shed some light on exactly what transpired.
What do you know about the woman who's still missing, Pat?
As I say, she was in her 30s. She was expected at work, I understand, yesterday morning. When she failed to turn up, concerns were raised about her. Her car was parked at the beach adjacent, at the car park adjacent to the beach at Silverstrand. And she had been there at some stage during the morning. The search for her will resume in a little under an hour's time. It's scheduled to begin at around 8 o'clock this morning, Gavin. The search did continue throughout yesterday afternoon. It was scaled back at around 6 o'clock, but there was a continual presence for much of the night by volunteers with torches combing the shoreline in an effort to find some trace of the missing woman.
Tell us more about Johnny Doohan.
Johnny Doohan was somebody who made a very deep impression on an awful lot of people. He mightn't have been the most commercially successful songwriter, but he leaves a body of work that resonates so, so deeply with people. And I think, like many artists, those who were fans of his were fans of his in a big way. As you mentioned, he's perhaps best known for writing the song made famous by Christy Moore, The Voyage, which gave him the title track, Christy Moore, the title track of his 1989 album. And that's a song, I suppose, and a legacy that he leaves behind, something that has catalogued important life moments from births to marriages to deaths in the 35 years since it was recorded. And it's a song, I suppose, that speaks for itself. The lyrics of it are powerful. They resonate deeply. And that's one of his signature sounds. But he also recorded a number of albums in his own right. He embarked on a career in music in his teens from his native Limerick. He went on to record several records over the decades that followed and wrote a number of books as well. He was a man of very strong faith. And throughout his life, he emphasised, I suppose, his determination to stick to his own path and to forge his own way in life. He said once, originality is the hardest path to pursue, but that he always strove to achieve purity of expression and form throughout his lengthy career.
Pat McGrath in Galway, thank you. We'll be talking more about Johnny Doohan later in the programme.